Mackey and David Sims. Yes, go ahead and sit next to each other.
Guys, last couple of weeks, you've had some real good production. Talk about, you know, what's changed, and you seem like you guys are really running hard the last couple of games.
I mean, these past few weeks, we've been getting the job done up front. They're creating seams, and we're hitting it full speed, and it's been showing.
David, is your play more a function of just being healthy finally for the first time?
I think so. You know, early in the year, you know, I wasn't very healthy, and, you know, it was basically all up to Lasky to try to carry the load. And, you know, as of lately, you know, I've been getting pretty healthy, and I think I'm able to help pull my load and help make sure this offense runs smoothly.
It seems like you have more of the spark that you had when you were quarterback and early on in your career. Is that also a function of comfort in what you're doing to be back now, too?
I think so. I think a lot of that came from the spring. You know, I talked to a lot of you guys early in the spring about, just the comfort level and how I felt like, you know, we finally were getting it. You know, the comfort level and the speed of how everything was supposed to go. And, you know, early on in camp, you know, I probably lost some of that because, you know, I was hurt. And I think it's coming back and it's starting to show.
Talk a little bit about how their linebackers influenced what you did out there.
Their linebackers influenced a lot of what we did. You know, they tried to make sure that we didn't get the ball in the perimeter. You know, that left it up to me and Lasky a lot to, try to get some of these tough yards inside. And I think we were able to do that pretty much, you know, most of the game. But, I mean, it wasn't enough.
Georgia D has struggled against the run this year. They ranked like 49th in the nation. How do you think they fared out there today?
I mean, I think they had a good defense. I know for a fact we left a lot of points out there. I mean, you got to give them credit for holding us to 10 points. But I know that we're better offense than that.
Do you feel like you guys pressed when you got into their side of the field? Like, plus when you got to like their 30, everything seemed to grind to a halt. There were penalties and mistakes that were made early on the drive. Was that you guys pressing because of the score at that point?
I wouldn't call it pressing. I think, you know, we just made too many mistakes. Whether it was a missed block or a penalty or, you know, turnover or something of that nature. And you can't afford to do that against a team with, you know, the offense like they have and defense that's, you know, built on stopping you in the red zone. Can't afford that.
Did you guys kind of feel like you had to play, almost a perfect game to beat these guys?
I mean, we knew we were going to have to come out here and play the best game of our season in all three phases. And we had opportunities, and we missed out on them.
What effect do you think that first fumble, which you guys lost that on the one, what did that have on them?
I mean, that was a big key factor going into the game. We talked all week stressing that we couldn't turn the ball over, because that's a huge deal in big games. And I mean, that took a little wind out of our sails, but I mean, we didn't have trouble moving the ball the next series, and we came back. We just kept shooting ourselves in the foot a little bit.
What was going through your head when they got the holding penalty on your touchdown?
Honestly, just play. I mean, at that point, just we wanted positive results. I mean, it was unfortunate, but just keep playing, keep fighting.
You guys take anything from the touchdown that you scored going forward for next week?
Look at it as a little, try to build off it, try to get some momentum off of it, and because I mean, we got a huge game next week, and we want to go out and win the ACC. So yes.
I'm curious, how much did you work on that pass to Ray Bino?
It's something that we work on, you know, probably once or twice every week. It's been in the system for, you know, as long as I've been here. It probably would have worked a little bit better. You know, the time was just, you know, a little too fast. But, I mean, it was something that if we would have connected, it probably would have got us the first down and would have kept us, you know, gave us a new set of downs and tried to score.
Did it sort of feel like every one of those things, everything kind of went against you guys? Every kind of 50-50 chance seemed to go against Cooter's way?
Yeah, and I mean, that happens in games, whether it's football, basketball, baseball. You know, sometimes you don't always get the 50-50. You just have to try to grind as much as you can and try to make sure you try to get them. But I'm a believer in you had to make your own luck, too. So hopefully we can bounce back and do that next week.
Let's go ahead and bring up Aijon. We're almost out of time here, so thanks, guys.